1989. This is Anne Gonnell speaking, and I'm interviewing Mrs. Grace Lowe, okay, at her son Garrett's home. Okay. Mrs. Lowe, when were you born?
Now this is going to have to stop for a minute, so I know right away. 1902.
Mm-hmm. And when's your birthday? What day?
December 11th.
Okay. What was your father's and mother's names?
My father's name was Peter. Mm-hmm. Peter Dashney.
Okay. That's D-A-S-H-N-E-Y.
That's right.
And your mother's name?
Catherine.
With a C or K?
We used either one, but put a C there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what her maiden name?
Yes, Karkner.
Karkner, okay, yeah. Yes, I've seen that name. C-A-R-K-N-E-R.
That's right.
Okay. Were you born at home?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where were you where were your parents living at the time?
Their address at that time, I guess, I don't know if they'd say it was Lenrede or not, mm-hmm. because it was the, well, wait now, just a minute, and I'll tell you where it was, and then maybe it was... not very far away from us, but you see, mm-hmm. I got to stop and think a bit now.
Where the roads are.
Yes, not only that, but now to go to where we lived, you could go out and around these buildings here, mm-hmm. and go down east, mm-hmm. to about two concessions, mm-hmm. and that's where our home was.
Okay, so were they, okay, two concessions over? No?
About that, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's not right. How can I?
Just say the Bell Telephone Road then.
No, don't want telephone or anything yet. I'm just trying to,
No, Marilyn said the Bell Telephone Road, you know, where the telephone office is.
No, that's not the
Yeah, that's where you live, Nanny.
That is not where I was born.
I was on that road.
No, there was no such a road there when I was born. You know where Lenrede Station is?
Yeah.
Well, if you came up this way, mm-hmm. from Leonard, mm-hmm. you would come up a couple of, maybe two concessions possibly, and you would turn to your left.
Mm-hmm. On Russell Road?
No. You see, this is all so different.
Yeah.
All so different, it's so hard to explain it.
Yeah.
It was...
So you'd come through Bearbrook, though?
Well, now, just let me just say one other thing now, maybe. You know that cemetery on this side of Navan, a small cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my parents are buried. Yeah. Now,
that's the United Church Cemetery.
Yeah, yes. Okay. That's where they're buried. But I'm just trying to get into the situation, mm-hmm. of where
they were living.
Of where they were east of that.
Yeah.
And go down to where. You could turn to the right,
okay.
and go down.
Mm-hmm.
That's not giving you what I want either.
Yeah. Do you know anybody that would live there today? Like, would you know who lives in the house today?
No. Well, the house is not there today. Mm-hmm. I don't know who has the property to now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, I do know. I do know. But not the who had it when I was born.
No.
But there's the property was enlarged a little bit after I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And now Edwin Dashney had it there. Do you know where do you know where Edwin Dashney lives?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now maybe that's the closest way to tell you where I was born. That's the property, but it was way down at the other east end of that.
Okay.
That's where I was born. That's the easiest way to tell, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's where it was.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Well, Kate, I got that. There's Robinsons, I think, have the... they did have the farm, but I don't know if they have it now or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're still there or not.
And your father was farming?
Yes.
Okay. Was... okay, you said you didn't know who owned it at the time. Was he renting it, or did he own the land?
Well, at the time, oh, he owned it, it was his father's before.
Okay, it was the family farm.
Yeah, the family farm, yes.
Do you know what his father's name? Was he Tom Dashney, his father?
No, no. What was his Grandpa Dashney's name? My grandfather Dashney's name? Jeepers. If I was on that, at that moonstone in the cemetery, you'd get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I have it here then, if that's the case. Hang on.
Yes, have you been talking any to Edwin about this?
No.
Because he'd get it quicker than I, because I can just see it written on the tombstone there.
Yeah.
His parents before him, their names is on it there.
Now, your father, I'm just looking here, your father is Peter, right?
Yes.
So he was, okay, yes, I have him here. He was born in 1861. Okay, and there was a Thomas Dashney who was born in 1821.
In when?
1821.
Well, that must be one of the a grandparent.
Yeah.
Must be. Because I know my dad was born in 61 and my mother in 63, I remember that.
Okay. Okay, so your father was farming.
Yeah.
Where were your mother's people from?
A little place, Ormond, was their... really where their home was, but that is out in the Winchester area, if you know where that, it's in that area.
Okay. Okay, now, okay, were you the oldest in your family?
No, there was two older than me, older than me. Yeah.
And what were their names?
The old, you mean in order?
Yeah, if that's easier. All right,
it doesn't... Annie Dashney.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And then me.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ruth.
Mm-hmm. So there were five children.
Yes.
Okay. Did they all live to be adults?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And they all have families of their own?
They did all have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're all, the families aren't gone, but they're all gone.
Yeah. Who did Annie marry?
My mom's father, you know. Sid Perry.
Sid Perry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Leslie? Yes. We're really making you stretch your gray cells this morning, eh?
You see, my mind is a lot of the trouble now.
Yeah.
You see.
Well, that's okay. If you can't remember it, that's fine. We'll go on to something else.
Just that may come back to me.
Yeah.
For who Leslie married.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a daughter, Edna, and that's and boys, Donald and Jim.
Okay, well, I'll write that down, so that's fine.
I can't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you remember any, okay, so you were born at home.
Yes.
And you were the fourth in the family.
Yeah.
Were the other, were the other children quite a bit older than you, or were they close, were you close in age?
We were a couple of years apart. You'd like to know, like, when they were born?
Oh, only if you can remember. It's not.
Well, no. Annie, maybe the oldest. Well, she was. They'd all be born at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were all born at home.
And they would all have been born on the home farm then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did your father have brothers and sisters?
Yes. But I can tell a little bit about them. Mm-hmm. My father was the only one that really stayed in Eastern Ontario.
Okay.
The rest all went to the west.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they were in the Manitoba mm-hmm. area. And there was three brothers out there. Now I'm not sure, one might have died before they went out or else right after they went out. I'm mm-hmm. not too sure about that. And there was one sister
mm-hmm.
and she went out west too.
Mm-hmm. Was she married before she went out?
No, she wasn't married.
Okay.
She never married. And one of the brothers never married.
Okay.
The other one married of late years, there was no mm-hmm. family. And then, as they say, one man that died, he left a family.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can't.
You don't remember hearing where they went in Manitoba at all?
Well, you know, those names used to just go right through my mind. Like,
yeah.
I think Brandon was one name.
Brandon?
Mm-hmm. I think it was. Somebody may, if they ever read that, can say it's wrong.
No, that's fine.
Not too.
Yeah. Okay. You've never had any contact with the family that went out west at all?
They were back and forth, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you see, I was younger than nearly, they were all pretty well mature when, by the time I got up ready to be able to go around, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that they've been, and there is a woman, she was here last spring, and she is making, what do you call it, the history of the whole family.
Oh, yeah.
And she's been working on that for several years, and she's still working on it.
Yeah, and this is a lady from Manitoba.
Yes. I think she's out, I think she's out in Vancouver now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. She's moved around. I just don't know.
Do you know if Marilyn's got an address for her? Because you might like to write.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, I'll talk to Marilyn later on and get an address for her.
Yes. And I sent her out let her take out some pictures, and she promised that she'd give them back to me. I haven't got them back yet, and I don't like it.
No, sometimes it's best not to let them go and just get people to make copies of them.
This is what she said. She would make copies
mm-hmm.
and you know, send them back.
Oh, well, I'm sure she will eventually.
Well, I think eventually she will.
Yeah.
She may be out down herself, bring them down, because she has been down three or four times over the 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I haven't seen her that often, because it just happened to be sometimes I wasn't here. I was
mm-hmm.
somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So you're really what you're telling, you're pretty well the only one that's left now of your immediate family?
The immediate family.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you see, Edwin Dashney is, he's my nephew,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And he could tell you, and he has made a lot more of that history than I have, because he has done that, I know, a couple of times.
Oh, has he?
Well, maybe not him, his wife maybe. Among them, they may have written a lot of this.
Okay.
And my brother that died just a little over nearly 2 years now.
Would that have been Thomas?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He would have. You could just find them right off.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's surprising what you remember, and you sort of, it sort of gets tucked away, and you forget it until somebody asks the right question, and then you remember right away.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's what we find a lot of times. You'll be thinking about this later on, and you think, oh, now I remember.
Yes. That happens.
Yeah.
That happens so often.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes it's just getting your mind sort of, it hasn't thought about these things for a while, and it gets a little rusty.
Yeah.
What can you tell me about your mother's people?
Well, they were farmers, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were farmers, too.
Did you ever meet any of them?
Oh, yes. For several years, we were back and forth a lot. But you see, that was horse and buggy days. You didn't get around like you do now.
Yeah.
But I don't remember my grandparents.
From
I don't
your mother's parents?
Neither of them.
Oh, I see.
I don't remember. They died just about the time I was born, mm-hmm. you see. Mm-hmm. And I can run, my mother's father, I have one just very faint image of him go walking into the house of his home with a white hole on white hair. Mm-hmm. But that's all I remember
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
But yes, they were farmers. I guess that's about what you'd have
yeah.
to say for them all.
Was your mother had brothers and sisters?
Yes. Now I can't get them all,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you some of them.
Mm-hmm.
She had Aunt Jessie,
mm-hmm.
who never married.
Mm-hmm.
She had a sister, Annie,
mm-hmm.
and she and another sister went to British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw them a few times that they came back, but I can't remember the other.
Her name, yeah.
No, I can't remember the name.
And they were living at Ormond down near Winchester.
Yes.
They were all until.
Yeah, and the sons, there was John
mm-hmm.
and David.
Mm-hmm.
No, there wasn't a David. No, what am I thinking of? Duncan. That's what I was trying to think of, Duncan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there must be family stories about where the family came from or where it came to Canada from.
Oh,
do you remember any of those stories?
Yes, I can tell a little bit about it. Now, who do you mean first? Now?
Well, we can start with the Dashneys, I guess.
Well, they're supposed to be of Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell very much of their story.
Mm-hmm.
They came somewhere, I guess, through Montreal, I guess it was, mm-hmm. because they came up that way, up to this part of the country here.
Okay, along the Ottawa River?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it must have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then they from up to Cumberland,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved from Cumberland this way.
Okay, were they in Cumberland very long, do you know?
No, I don't think too many years.
Mm-hmm.
Because the
yeah.
yeah
okay all right came via Montreal okay what about the Carkners?
They came from out the Cornwall way
uh-huh.
and they were originally came from the States as with the New Loyalists.
Well, they did. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense if they came up from Cornwall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're entitled to put UEL after your name.
Well, if you want to go all the way back, there's a Dutch descent there
uh-huh.
from Holland, yes. That is the time, you know, when there was so much church problems in Europe there.
Yeah.
At first they moved to England, and then they came to the Loyalists to the States.
Yeah.
And they, somewhere in there, there's a bit of the Dutch, but I can't tell you
mm-hmm.
any more
mm-hmm.
than that.
Yeah.
About it.
Maybe that's in the name. Yeah.
Yes.
There's probably there's a lot of
yeah.
Okay. Now maybe we can talk about I'm going to take a big jump here and jump ahead to your husband.
Okay.
What was his name, full name?
Page Low.
Page. P-A-G-E?
Yes. No.
Okay.
Nathaniel
Page.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When was he born?
Right now, I have to start and figure this out.
Yeah.
He died in 49, and he was 53, I think it was, that he was his age.
Yeah, so he would have been born about 1898?
Yes, that would be, yeah.
Around there, okay. And what day was his birthday?
August the 26th, I think.
Okay.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know what his father's and mother's names were?
His father was George. Mm-hmm. Roe. Mm-hmm. And the mother mm-hmm. was Annie. But I forget the last name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she was from the Russell area that way. Yeah.
Where was he born?
Down 2 or 3 farms from here.
Okay. Okay. When did you came to live on this farm?
Yes, in 1924.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. No. When was I married?
That's the next question I was going to ask.
Yes. Marlon, what year was I married?
Oh, she went away upstairs. She can't hear.
Just let that just hang for a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So you moved to the farm just after you were married?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the age of this house, too. It was built that time.
Oh, okay. Who had owned the farm before you, do you know?
No, his father owned the part that we had.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. How many, did your husband have brothers and sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The brothers was George, Percy,
mm-hmm.
and Albert.
Mm-hmm.
Who is now in a nursing home down at Sarsfield.
Oh, okay.
And Abby's. The other two are gone.
So George, Percy, Albert.
Yeah. Yes, I think that was it. And sisters, mm-hmm. we had Blanche,
mm-hmm.
Bertha, and Joanna.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a big family.
Yeah.
Okay. So of the three boys, obviously Albert stayed in the area. Did Percy and George live in the area too?
They were out west part of the time. Then George came back from the west and became a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
When times were real hard out there in the 30s.
Yeah, yeah.
And Percy went up into Northern Ontario. He died up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you Rab.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
And the girls, Blanche, she married and was living in Northern Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Joanna didn't marry. And Bertha lives in Sudbury.
Mm-hmm.
She married there.
Mm-hmm.
And had 3 boys of a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So were your father or were your husband's parent, was your husband's father, he was farming too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they were all farmers.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know anything about when the Lowes came to Canada or how they came?
Well, I can't tell you really much about that.
Mm-hmm.
This was the area that they came to,
mm-hmm.
the first that I know of.
Mm-hmm. In the Bear Brook area.
Yes.
Yeah.
But where they before that, I think they were possibly down around the Cumberland area, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't really there, but between that and down east, or just east a little farther,
mm-hmm.
I think they used to. And so for the rest of their history, though, I can't tell it.
Well, that's good. That gives me some information anyway. Okay. All right, so you moved on to the farm.
1930. Marilyn?
Yes?
What year was I married?
29,
was it? Okay, I was going to say 34.
So you moved on to the farm the same year?
Yeah, right that time.
November 16th.
I ended up November 16, but I couldn't get that year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you were growing up, you were living closer to Navan?
Three miles from Navan.
Okay. Where did you go to school? Did you go to
Navan?
School?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Both public and high school was all in Navan.
Uh-huh. And how far did you go in school?
I became a teacher.
You, oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Linda Dunn was telling me about you. Yeah. You and Janet Rathbone.
Mm-hmm. Was Linda telling you some of my history?
No, she was just, I was mentioning I was going to come and see you, and she said she'd had you out for lunch the other day.
Yes, and why it made me laugh was, it was she and Janet Newton and me, and I think the three of us all gave a whole lot of our history that day.
Yeah. I should have gone to lunch, I think. Okay.
Yeah.
So you went through school there, and then you were teaching school as well. Where were you teaching school?
Well, I was in three different places. I was, first one was in Apsley, if you ever heard of Apsley. It's in the Peterborough area.
Oh, really? So you were a long way from home.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Pennington down here was the other.
Okay.
And then Tremor, which is up near, now that Diane Wood's gone. Did you ever hear of Killaloo?
Yep.
Eganville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's not the name of the place. There's another place up there.
Renfrew?
Yeah, it's up past Renfrew, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How would you have gone teaching in these areas?
Through just ads in the paper.
Okay.
She went to normal school in Ottawa, too.
Yes, I told her that I'd become a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And went through school.
Went through the teacher's college.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, did you teach a year at each of these places or longer?
No, the first one was just a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the second place was about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the other was about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. How old would you have been when you first started teaching?
16 or 18. Which was it now? I finished high school. I think I was 18 while I was away first at first school.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of schools would they have been?
Oh, one room school.
Mm-hmm. Then, when did you come back to Navan, or come back to the area?
No.
Oh, I'm not looking for a year. Okay, maybe I'll rephrase that. You were away for about 6 years teaching then, and then you came back to this area.
6 years is too long. You cut off 1 year somewhere there. It was only about 5 years that I was away altogether.
Okay. And maybe 2 years up near Renfrew?
It could be. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay, I'll just put a question.
Because the first year I went was only like a three-quarter place because they had no school in the winter time.
Okay.
So,
So would you come back here to your home each summer?
Oh, for the holidays. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So then you were away teaching then for about 5 years and then you came back. Were you married at that point?
No. I wasn't married then until, November of the year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So had you known your husband all your life?
No. I guess I knew him about three, four years before I was married, I'd heard of him possibly, but before I really knew him.
Mm-hmm.
Three or 4 years, yes. About 3 or 4 years before I was married. Yes, I could do it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Did.
Okay.
Because when my first child was born in 1930, and I was married in November of the 1 year. My first child was born did I say November?
Mm-hmm. You had twins in August?
Yes, 1930.
Okay, what were their names?
Wilson and, do you want the two names for them?
Mm-hmm.
Wilson Nathaniel,
mm-hmm.
and Alma Grace.
So a boy and a girl?
Yep.
Were there twins in your family?
My father's family, my father had his brother. And twins,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there were twins.
In the yeah, family. And then the other boy then was Garrett,
mm-hmm.
Garrett. Oh, what's his other name? What's Garrett's other name?
Donald.
Huh?
Donald.
I'm not getting what you said.
Donald.
Oh yes, Donald Garrett. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other children?
No, I just have
the three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you and your husband built this house when you first
mm-hmm.
moved here.
It was built just before he. I had nothing to do in the building.
Okay.
he and his father built
yeah.
it. They started
yeah.
it in 1 year, and then we finished it the next year, and we were married.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you remember anything about them building?
Anything special?
Yeah.
No, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. They just, of course, in those days, a lot made their own houses,
mm-hmm.
did their own houses, you know. They were fairly good carpenters and
mm-hmm.
so on.
Mm-hmm. So he would have built it with his father?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe the other brothers helped too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very likely some of them did. One of them.
That might be of interest. You told me one time that you used the wood from the bush, eh?
Oh yes, but most of the wood for it was taken from the bush, and then you see the sawmills were around. They would take them to the sawmill, and they would cut them up into what was
mm-hmm.
pieces that were needed, you see, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it would have been right from the property.
Oh yes, it was all from the property.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose there were some things they couldn't, but as far as they could.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty standard for the times, I think. Okay. Okay. So, did you start farming then right away?
Well, he was farming here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of farming was he doing?
Just general.
Cattle?
Yeah,
dairy?
Mm-hmm. Dairy, yes, put it that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you would have been working on the farm, helping out with them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Your husband died quite young.
Yes.
He was, what, you said,
53? I think it was 53. He was 53.
Yeah.
He died in 49 anyway, but every time he said it. I think he was 53, or I think I was 47 at the time, and he was 53, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it was. Yeah.
So did you continue to run the farm by yourself after that?
No. We held on to it for a while, and then Garrett took over, but he then sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been living here ever since.
Okay. All right, well maybe we can go on to all right, you were, really when you were growing up, you were closer to the Navin area, so you probably know more about Navin.
Yes, I know a lot about them, but a lot I don't know, really.
Mm-hmm.
And between what I don't know and what I forget,
yeah,
doesn't do too good.
Okay, well, where would you have gone, like from here, where would you have gone to do any of your shopping?
Oh, there was a good store in Vars.
Uh-huh.
And
who was running the store, do you remember?
Well, Tanner's, I guess, is what I'll have to tell you. Well, there was another one had the store before Tanner's, that we used to when we were, when I was living at home with Dad. My dad was living there. We used to go to the bars for a lot of things, the bars and that. And I can't think of the name of the store there. But then I think I'd have to say Tanner's when we start to go from here.
Mm-hmm. When you were doing your own shopping.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. And you went to church at Fairbrook?
Yes. Well, after I was married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what church did you go to when you were growing up?
Well, at Navin. Navin. Well, it started like the Presbyterian Church, and then they had the Church Union, and mm-hmm. was joined over to that.
To the United Church. But then yeah. when you were married, you started Trinity.
They came to Trinity, yes. Yeah. Because that was the church he belonged to.
Yeah.
United Church of Ireland, that's the United Church is united, that's what mm-hmm. I was trying to. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean about those little words?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. What else was I going to ask? Excuse me. So you would have gone back and forward into bars and into Bear Brook to do any shopping?
Yes, you see, there used to be a store, a grocery store at Bear Brook here, yeah. which we did a lot at there.
Mm-hmm. Who ran that store, did
you? Oh, what was it? Hayes's was one name, okay. and yes, I think it was.
I think Bear Brook must have, from what I've read, Bear Brook must have been much bigger at one time.
Oh yes, it was different. Oh yes, there was a cheese factory and the blacksmith shop what else was there down?
Was there a school there?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, there was a school in Bear Brook. No.
Or was the school out on the road?
The school was over here.
Closer to the church.
Yes. Yes. It was there.
Okay.
And the directory for the Anglican Church was in Bear Brook then. And all around then was farmers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember who used to run the blacksmith shop?
Yes, if I can say it.
Dave McCrae.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the name for the store. There's about three different ones had it, like Zyrie. But I know Hayes's was one. And I can't get it now.
No, that's okay. Who would have been running the cheese factory then?
I know. Helen. Oh. Talking about that woman whose father it was not too long ago.
Would you have taken your milk there from the farm?
From here, yes, yeah. Not from up at home.
No.
No, but here, oh yes. Yeah. Yes. Oh yes. And here. Olmsted.
Olmsted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably the buildings that are there now, would you say there were more buildings at that time?
No, I think it would be much the same.
Mm-hmm.
See, the farm is right behind it, and my granddaughter lives in what used to be the rectory of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd come out there, and the cheese factory was just outside, right on the road there at least. And the store was across the road.
Yeah, I know where the store used to be.
Yeah.
What about the blacksmith?
It was across the road from the same road as the cheese factory, but farther down, yes, right.
Towards towards the farm here?
No, right now. You see, the store is here, we'll say. And the cheese factory is over here.
Okay.
And that, and the farm then is, the rectory for the talk was there.
Yeah.
And the church, or the farm is out there. Now at this side, I said that, they said the, what was the cheese factory was here? The store was there. And the cheese factory was down here about.
Yeah.
And then, then the blacksmith was across here.
Okay.
Yeah. That's where it was.
Okay, so it was closer to the cheese factory than it was to the store.
Yes.
Okay. And yeah. They would be on
the opposite sides of the
road.
Of the road, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So your life pretty well would have revolved around the farm and and raising children and the church.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Any special events you can remember?
Well, of course, all our celebrations. And
mm-hmm. What type of celebrations?
Well, the age of the church.
Uh-huh. And so there'd be special anniversary service and that sort of thing?
Yes. And
was there something that you would have each year, like a harvest supper?
Oh, yes. Yes. We had the harvest suppers. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've been talking to somebody else that knows more than I do.
No, I'm just trying to get a feel for the type of things that would go on in the community, and they're probably close to what goes on
had,
now.
And we had our organization, our guild, like the ladies' guild that did the work for the church. Now they're changed from that to the ACW, the Anglican Church Women.
Oh yeah, okay. But it was called the church?
The guild.
Ladies' Guild.
Somebody, if they see that instead of ACW, it could hit me, but I don't care. I'd rather have that.
Yeah. So you were a member of that group?
Yes.
What type of things would you do with that?
Make money to keep the church going,
mm-hmm.
chiefly.
Mm-hmm. And how would you do that?
Well, by having harvest suppers and having supper for something, you know, suppers once they're celebrating things. And we sewed and sent the clothing up north to those that needed it. Did missionary work, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that'd be the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Missionary work.
Okay. Were there any other groups that you were involved with?
Well, I said missionary work, that was, the Ladies' Guild did the work for the church. The missionary work was done by the Women's Association.
Okay, but and yeah, that's through the church as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know about this World Day of Prayer?
Yes.
Well, we always celebrated that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay. Were there any other groups that you were involved with, other than through the church?
Well, of course, we went from our particular, especially the missionary part of it, then we would go to Ottawa to where there's larger meetings sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. No, I meant outside of the church,
no.
Like WI or...
Oh, yes, we had the Women's Institute, yes.
Yeah.
The Women's Institute.
With that as well?
Yes, I was for a while, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Women's Institute.
But any other groups or farm organizations you belong to?
No, I don't think there's any farm organizations.
And you didn't go back teaching?
Oh, I did a supply for a few years, just a very short time, though.
Uh-huh.
Just a very short time, and I did. And realized that I figured that I was getting too old, and I was looked on more as a granny grunt.
So when were you doing that, after your children were born?
Well, it was even after my husband died. And
oh, I see.
And just went in for, after we started really to live here all the time, I did for just once in a while, just a very few times. But
yeah.
But that,
yeah.
Yeah. But you can mention a third of your life, a short period of.
Mm-hmm. And where would you have taught then?
Oh, I did it here in Bear Brook. Navin. That would be chiefly the
close to home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now you were married in 1939, so it would have been after, pretty well at the end of the Depression.
Yes.
So do you remember much about the Depression at all?
Yes. I darn well remember it.
Yeah.
Then my husband had bought this part of just before we were married, a year or so before we were married. So we had a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year, we paid our payments. No, I'll say we did the second time, I'm not too sure. I think the second year, a couple of years, we made our mortgage. Couldn't do it. Paid the interest for a year or so. Couldn't. So the Ontario government held the mortgage, and they said they just wiped out everything. And then set us up again, started us out again, but we lost every cent we put into it before.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So was your husband working outside the farm at the same time?
No.
We didn't have a job in town or anything.
Nothing like that. No. But of course, while we had our advantage to a lot of people, well, not the ones like us, we were in the farm. We didn't starve in any way.
No.
We just had to run the high mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we could do about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the other farmers in the area would have been in the same position.
Same way. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it depended on where they had their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
If they had had their mortgage from a company, I think they would have lost more.
Mm-hmm.
At least we were told that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's what we lost anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. But there was no danger of you losing the farm, per se. You just
No, because they said if the Ontario government had taken over all of every farm, they would have owned nearly all of Eastern Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, we managed to get through.
So what happened? You just weren't able to sell what you had produced?
Well, we had to keep selling the cattle and stuff like that, you know. But we made through it.
Mm-hmm.
I just forget a lot about it now. But my brother-in-law, Page's brother, and his family came from the west. No work, he had nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. And he came, and he lived for a while in a house down in the village there, and then he got going on another farm up above ours.
Mm-hmm.
But he came
living at Bear Brook?
Pardon?
At the village of Bear Brook?
No, up near Vars they got a farm.
No, when they first came back.
No, yeah, they stayed. Well, he stayed with his brother and us for a little, very short while, just till he got this place in Bear Brook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had children going to school. They got them going to school.
Yeah.
And so
but that must have made depression. Must have made the first few years of your marriage very difficult. Then.
Well, we had to. We didn't have much pleasure.
Yeah.
You know. But as I say, we had all our own food. We grew all our own food. We had our own cattle if we needed meat and so on, you know, or pigs or whatever. And we had hens, and we got selling little bits of things for little or nothing, some of them, but we just got through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I dreaded there a couple of years ago when I saw people going into heavy mortgages and everything. I just thought, you know, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But I guess they're making it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next thing that came along then would have been the war. Were you touched by the war at all?
The Second War?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not, yes, we know some. We know some that were never came back. And everybody worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
Did Red Cross, made stuff for the Red Cross with quilts and knitting and all this type of things we did.
Mm-hmm.
If we had,
but your husband wouldn't have gone overseas?
No. No, I don't think that his health would have given him very far anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, he was just at the age that he was too, yeah, he was Well, anyway, I don't know how to explain it all, but he didn't have to go anyway, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whether it was at that age, the farmers, I think, were left.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't touched,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Okay. But and his brothers would have been in the same age category.
Yes, right. Yeah. So some of the neighbors that down east of us here, one of the Welsh boys down there, never came back.
Mm-hmm.
He was younger, you see, one of the younger
mm-hmm.
ones.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of another, the younger one from next door was here. He went, but he came back.
Mm-hmm.
He was with the Air Force. The other chap across here, he went to the Air Force. He came back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't get into the real heavy part of it anyway.
No.
So,
do you remember anything else about the war? You know, there was, as it would have affected you on the farm, would there have been rationing?
Oh, yes, there was the rationing. Oh, yes. Now I forget how they worked all this, but they gave, yes, came through the government. I just forget how you, but anyway, you got your tickets anyway, and you were allowed so much butter and so much sugar and, you know, so much. And what some of us used to do, when it came time, particularly in the fall, when you put away all your food that you could for the winter, your jams and your pickles and all this, and that takes quite a bit of sugar. Well, and somebody else that wasn't making the pickles, we'll give you your sugar. We'll give you my sugar to make the pickles, and then you'll give us back some pickles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just work around like that.
Yeah.
And no, we got along because, as I say, we had all our food right here. It was just a course like that. And we ate many the thing without sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we did our sugar for tea and everything. Mm-hmm. No, we were all right. We were all right, even though the ration was there. We didn't suffer
mm-hmm.
from the ration.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Well, you said earlier on about being horse and buggy days. Did you have a car when?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't. Yes, I had a car when I came here to live. That was just.
So in the 30s.
Yeah. Yes, that was. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you have had electricity on the farm?
Yeah. Yes.
Here when you were first married?
Yes, we had. Now these are the dates I was trying to remember.
Yeah, that's why.
Yes. My husband had been quite sick. Well, this wasn't the time he died. When he died, at this time, and he had been quite sick. He had pneumonia, and he was laid up for a while. But I think it was the next year. He was put in, the electricity was put in, and I remember saying, when they join out that electricity, I'm going to turn on every light in this place, right from the basement right to the top of that. My neighbors always laughed at me afterwards.
And did you?
Yes. I think when he died in 49, and I think we had it, I think about a year that we had it.
Before he died.
It was either in 94 or 97 that we got it. And I'm not too sure which. So I would say around 85, you know, to put you out of...
And then the telephone came.
Well, we had the telephone before that.
Oh, you did?
Oh yes, we had the telephone. I think we must have got the telephone back in about 1912, somewhere in that area. Yeah.
Would you have had the telephone at home when you were
growing
up?
Yes, I had the telephone, yes. And my father was still living when we had the telephone.
Uh-huh.
And I was still going to school there, I know. From home there, but I just can't say it.
Yeah. Mm. So would the telephone have been here when you moved here?
Oh,
when
yes.
You first married?
Oh yes. Oh yes, we had that. And
what about water? Did you have water?
I was just thinking of the water. No, we didn't have water in the house. Like not as it is now. We had a big cistern in the basement there, the hand pump that we used to,
mm-hmm.
but not as we get it now. Mm-hmm. No, we didn't have that until after We didn't get the water until after Page was gone. I mean, as it is now. Mm-hmm. He was gone before that.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in 1900 that he died. So I'd say they got the telephone about 1910 or so,
mm-hmm.
in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then the electricity would be about 1945,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm. And then the water after your husband passed away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As it is now.
Yes.
As it is now.
Yeah. The cistern would have been built in when the house was built.
Yes. He was a big cistern, cement cistern, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I say was the greatest thing of the electricity was the getting in of the water that we had the indoor toilets.
Yeah. Yeah. Before then you would have had the outhouses.
Yeah. So I always say that. That's the most important thing.
What would you have done for laundry, too?
Well, we used to melt snow to get soft water if we wanted some.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had things, some big tubs outside that caught the roof when it rained. And,
mm-hmm.
and then I welded. It's an outside well,
mm-hmm.
you see. And that well, there always was enough water in it that did the house, but it didn't do the barn as well.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take the cows, send the cows down to a brook down below the hill there to get their drinks. But anyway, later on then, they drilled, this would be quite a few years after Page was gone, they drilled here in this well. They've got a well now that has never gone dry since.
Mm-hmm.
It
mm-hmm.
takes the well, takes the cow, the barn, everything. They even have a rink going there some years.
Mm-hmm.
They never had no problem with it, ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what it is to ever been scarce of water, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you can remember those years.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So you would have gathered the water either from snow or from rainwater.
Yes.
How would you physically have done the laundry? Did you have a washboard?
Yeah, we had the washboard to start with, and from the washboard it gradually worked up to one type of machine, and from that and that up until we got the, that was the first thing that I got when we got the electricity. I had said a few times that, when we get the electricity, the first thing I'm going to get is a washing machine. So, the electricity was put in on a Friday. And next morning, my husband said to me, he says, "Now, you're going to get your washing machine now." I said, "Oh, no, not now. There's other things that are, you know, that'd be handier and everything that everybody could enjoy." "No, you're getting your washing machine." The storekeeper from Bearbrook, oh, what was his name? Darnley. He's coming, he's a friend of ours, too, pretty good too. He's coming up to get you. He's taking you out to Russell, where they have the machines, and you're getting your machine. You're getting the washing machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you would have had to go out of the area for bigger things.
Like like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. I'm just going to stop this for a second.